Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Is Virginia not the best basketball team you ever saw? This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. I had fun most of the season thinking Virginia was blessed with a favorable ACC schedule, was way overrated and destined to be an early loser in the postseason. I would say name one player on Virginia besides Joe Harris. That question just about stumped everyone. And well, it should have, because the Cavaliers have no stars, but the sum of their parts is the ACC regular season and tournament champion. What an amazing job done by Coach Tony Bennett and his team, which had some really bad losses early in the season, before the seniors met with Bennett and asked what they had to do to become a championship team. Bennett said, "Dedicate every bone in your body to winning and not a second to being an individual." I first saw it happen in January at Duke, where Virginia didn't play very well but was clearly a better team than the Blue Devils, who won on a couple of lucky bounces at the end. As the Cavs rolled through the regular season and hosted Syracuse in a game for their first outright ACC regular season title since 1981, I was more convinced when they beat the Orange easily. Then in the ACC tournament, one Wahoo after another took turns making the big plays, from Toby and Mitchell inside to Harrison Brogdon on the wings to point guard Parentes, plus sixth men Gill and Anderson. Where did all these guys come from, and how did Bennett turn them into such a no-quit quintet? Maybe you thought Duke would take control on Championship Sunday when Jabari Parker turned on his pro game and started scoring from the perimeter and low block. It looked like no one could stop him and Duke would pull away. Guess what? The Virginia defense was so determined and dogged that Parker got tired. The Cavaliers reclaimed the lead and made all the big stops and scores down the stretch. I ask you again, have you ever seen a team like this? Their defense is so sound that double teams are usually not necessary, making it hard for opponents to complete passes. And their offense is so patient and mature when no one is looking for someone else to score. Everybody does the dirty work and they take turns getting it done. Overrated? Hardly. A quick out in the big dance? No way. Seriously, Virginia is so much more dangerous than it was with Ralph Sampson because there is no one man to stop. It's the toughest, most tenacious team-everything team you will ever see. This is Archansky. See ya.